The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I wouldn't be afraid of AI if I were you guys, because it's here to stay, and it can really enhance your life in a lot of ways. It can also be very, very dangerous, as we've seen online also recently. Just, you know, when you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, if you do that kind of thing, you can see a lot of AI distortion when it comes to the LA wildfires. Some of the stuff you're seeing isn't even happening. It's not even there. I mean, it's bad enough, but then to go ahead and use AI to make it look worse than it really is, I mean, that's the bad part. The good part of it is, let me give you an example of how it can be used for great reasons, and then I'm going to give one to Abby that I'm really curious if it develops into this area. So the good part. So on your, if you have an Apple Watch, then you have a phone, you have apps on there that tell you about your health, how you are every single day. And it sort of rates your health, how your body is reacting to certain things. And for me, I'm really focused on my cardio fitness. And on your watch, you can tell how healthy your heart is. So forget about how you look, your muscles and all that. The one muscle that really counts is your heart, because if you don't have that, none of it else matters, right?
How can a watch do that? And how accurate is it?
Well, that's the controversy, is some will say it is, others will say it's not. So I would get something more advanced if you're going to look at that measurement. Yeah. But for me, I'm taking a look at it and I'm using it to increase my cardio fitness score, right? So if it's right or not, I want it improved. So for AI the other day, I said, look, my cardio fitness score is this right now. I want it to be this in 6 months. Here are my heart rate zones. Put together a workout for me every single day that will get me from here to there. And in 5 seconds, it spat out a cardio workout for me to do every single day to achieve my goal in 90 days.
You know what you just did? Every personal trainer listening to this was like,
oh no. So it can be used for great ways, right? The one that I'm really curious about is in dating in a couple of years. Let me tell you why I think this is going to be a thing. So I have a Richie Rich friend that is single. He's so rich that he is on these dating apps also, but he's too busy to actually go through the profiles himself or even write the profile himself. So he has his assistant, a real life assistant, put together a profile for him, and he takes a look at the profile and says, yeah, that looks good. And then she puts it up on all these different apps and she does all the swiping. She's the one behind the scenes filtering out all of these women that she thinks are either right or wrong for him. And then at the end of the week, she goes, hey, you know what? Of these 40 people, I think these are the three that you would really match with well. So she's the one doing everything, but she's responding to these women as though she is him.
I mean, nobody's going to know him better than his personal assistant.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't begrudge that. And it's one thing to do the bios and it's one thing to do the swiping. However, if he wants to find a meaningful relationship, like if that's what he's searching for, he has to do the conversations.
I don't know that that's true. But let's take it one step further, right? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Who knows? So you say, who knows him better than his personal assistant? AI will probably end up knowing this guy better than his personal assistant based on all of the documents that he can share with AI, everything in his life. When you open up your AI to all your photos and everything, it's going to know you so well that my hunch here is that his AI assistant or anybody's AI at some point is going to start matching with other people's AI and they will put you guys together.
That needs to be like a Lifetime movie romance where the two AIs actually just end up following for each other.
Oh, right. Yeah. But, that's a good point. Uh-huh.
So do you have to be in a relationship at any point?
Do you have to do any work?
But do you want, I mean, an AI, I do believe, can be used for good and can help you out. But I don't want AI knowing that much about me.
Personally. I know that you're very protective of your info, but it probably knows more about you than you already know that it knows. So if you are into
from gathering information on the internet.
God, if it's on the internet, your AI will scoop it up and it will build a profile of you. So why not have AI find another person that, based on all the evidence that we have online, that you would be a good match? Your AI links up with their AI, and then eventually the two of you guys meet in public.
I think the one thing we've learned about AI is that it does feel like it kind of sucks the humanity out of things.
Yes.
Like, sure, you can have like an AI generated song that sounds like Drake and it can be pretty good, but there's still like something that's missing. And I feel like the same thing will happen with AI, where it's like you can't really copy somebody's sense of humor. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody over the weekend where I was like, literally an AI could never replicate these kinds of references and like jab like little pokes at them. So do I think I see it happening in the future? Like, sure. I just don't know if it's going to be fully successful to where you don't have to be a part of the process.
Just keep in mind that we are on the infant stages of AI right now. So what you're seeing now is going to be so much more advanced in another year and a half, that I think it will be able to make those jokes.
I knew this sounded familiar. There was a Black Mirror episode about this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, back in 2017.
That AI falls in love with each other, or they just set each other up?
They set each other up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is an AI-powered dating program, and as soon as you get matched with somebody, it'll give you like an expiration date on the relationship. It was a fascinating episode. I'm like, God, this sounds familiar. And sure enough, there was a Black Mirror episode about it.
Huh.
Okay. This might just be me, but I know dating is frustrating, but I feel like I would still want to play the role of finding my person and feeling like I had something to do with that.
But think about when Abby comes in here and she's talking about all the time that she's spending on these losers online, all the time that it takes researching them and swiping them and then going online and trying to find out about them and then going on the actual date only to find out another hour of her time was wasted. It's more of a time issue. So your AI knows you so well, their AI, it's just a time saver.
I get that.
Then I think you get into conversations, and this might be too deep, about free will and humans just being a set of data points. Like, I think we're more than just what AI knows about us. We have deep thoughts and feelings that maybe aren't documented, and you may miss out on your perfect person because you're just being matched on data.
I wouldn't mind for AI to take over Hinge's most compatible options. I don't know if you know about this, but like Hinge will update your most compatible each day. And I don't know what kind of data points they're using to match people, but they always put me with these gremlin looking fools. And I'm like, can AI at least look at me and be like, yep, she's a six. Let's pair her with another six. Oh yeah, she talks like once a week on this app. This guy talks once a week on the app. I feel like that would be very useful in the sense like you can kind of see somebody's dating trends, how often they go on the app, how much they get liked. Use it for that, but let me handle the talking.
I'm so glad I'm going to be dead by the time all that happens. That's all a reality.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save